Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the effects of emotional neglect in childhood. Now, the word neglect in parenting is often taken quite literally. If you ask another person, they will most likely describe it as fallen abandonment or having someone's physical needs not met. And yes, of course, the type of childhood does exist and is very prevalent, but I like to dive into emotional neglect, which isn't as talked about as much. Emotional neglect is when the caregiver constantly disregards or invalidates their child's feelings. Now, for this podcast, I like to dive into why this happens and the effects of that. An example of emotional childhood neglect is, for instance, when the child is down or is in any type of distress and looks for comfort in the parent or guardian. And now, instead of comforting the child in emotional neglect, they would usually brush off their feelings aside, along with why are you crying, or people have it worse than you, thus invalidating the child's feelings. Through the parent's actions, the child is soon conditioned to believe that their emotional needs aren't as important after having their feelings constantly downplayed. Children of emotional neglect are often forced to rely on themselves for comfort and support since it was not given to them, and in return has devastating consequences on the person in the future. Signs of emotional abuse in childhood vary from person to person, but an example is parent pleasing. This means you're going out of your way to please your parents for disappointment or, in some cases, physical punishment. An example is when your parents only notice them seeing 5% on the 95% you scored on your test. And in that case, having parents who put your school and grades over your actual mental health is common and something I have personally experienced, parental pleasing. It is often that the child is what the parent wants them to, and fear of consequence. In return, the child grows up having a difficult time saying no and setting boundaries. With emotional neglect, more symptoms include things such as depression and low self-esteem after having to please people. Also, feeling like you don't belong with others, feeling like a fraud, because again, with emotional neglect, you weren't as reassured as a child, and so you may have sense of doubt and have confidence issues. You also tend to compare yourself to others, and something that I have also experienced. Sometimes I tend to compare myself to others, like, why am I not smart enough as this person? Why am I not good enough as this person? Or just overall feeling like you're lacking in something. It's also important to know what kind of parents exactly raise children who have been emotionally neglected, and with that, there are authoritarian parents and parents with narcissistic qualities. Authoritarian parents usually want their child to follow their rules, having little to no inclination for listening to a child's feelings or needs. Learning to be aware of positive and negative emotions that you're feeling is important, because if you've spent your adult life being disconnected from your feelings because of emotional neglect, then it's really important to recognize them and also recognize that it is okay to feel these things. Recovery also is recognizing and acknowledging that if you feel like your needs don't deserve to be met, it's just a belief and not a fact. It can be helpful to deconstruct your old beliefs that you held for a long time and recognize that you are deserving of recovery. And most importantly, being gentle and taking good care of yourself and starting with small steps to recovery can really help with emotional neglect. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. In the next episode, we'll be covering other types of emotional neglect in parenting. Hope you have a nice day.